Yankee starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Ready to go, boys?
Yes. Can I guess?
Sure.
Leading off, Gleyber Torres.
Easy. Correct.
Batting second, right fielder, Juan Soto.
Correct.
Batting third, center fielder, Aaron Judge.
Correct.
Hitting cleanup, the designated hitter, Giancarlo Stanton. Come on, Booney.
Correct.
Booney. Wait, correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Oh, I am correct. Okay, good. Jeez, you almost had me turning on Boone. Batting fifth, third baseman, Jazz Chisholm.
Correct.
Batting sixth, first baseman, Anthony Rizzo.
Correct.
Batting seventh, shortstop, Anthony Volpe.
Correct.
Batting eighth, the catcher, Austin Wells.
Correct.
And batting ninth, former Dodger, left fielder, Alex Verdugo.
Correct.
Bang!
Wow. Ev, thank God for the pen and the scorebook. Can you just practice doing the Dodger lineup with me one more time here?
Did the Dodger lineup come out?
Dodger lineup's out. You want it?
I gotta think about this again.
All right.
Leading off, designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani.
Sucks!
Batting second, right fielder, Mookie Betts.
Sucks!
Batting third, first baseman, Freddie Freeman.
Sucks!
Batting cleanup, left fielder, Teoscar Hernandez.
Sucks!
Okay, hold on. Batting fifth, Tommy Edman?
No.
Max Muncy?
Sucks!
Okay. Batting sixth, Tommy Edman?
No.
Just give me the rest of the lineup then.
Kiki Hernandez in center, batting sixth, sucks. Batting seventh, Will Smith catching, sucks. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Gavin Lux.
Sucks.
It's Gavin, right?
Yeah.
Sucks. And batting ninth, Tommy Edman, sure.
So
sucks.
Tommy Edman went from batting cleanup to batting ninth?
Yes.
He went from LCS MVP to batting ninth? I tell you what's dangerous about that.
Because they're flipping around the lineup.
Yeah, and right. They know what you know, what we all know. Shohei Ohtani, and I can't explain this. Shohei Ohtani is going
kind of smart when you think about it.
Having a second leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Because Shohei Ohtani is putting together this run that makes no sense. When there's nobody on base, his numbers have been poor. When there are guys on base, he's hitting about .690. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, those are his numbers. He's put up these ridiculous numbers. So I guess the thought is, hey, let's put our hottest hitter in the nine hole to make sure that Ohtani comes up with guys on base.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have other guys you can throw in the cleanup role.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, you know, the depth of that lineup. Look, that's one of the advantages I do think the Dodgers have over the Yankees. And the Yankees have a deep lineup. I think the Dodgers have a deeper lineup. I think when you hear that lineup and you go through that lineup and you see Tommy Edman batting ninth versus Alex Verdugo batting ninth, there's a difference. I think they do have a deeper lineup, but I have more fear of God in me with the three monsters that they have as compared to really the two monsters the Dodgers have. Teoscar's a good player. Freddie Freeman is a compromised player. They've got a lot of good players. They've got two players that scare me in Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. The Yankees, to me, have three in Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton. So I think the Yankees have the bigger thunder. The Dodgers have more depth.
Looking at these lineups, I think I have a new call on World Series MVP.
You've changed your mind already?
On the World Series MVP.
Go ahead.
Alex Verdugo.
Alex Verdugo?
How do you figure?
I'm just
Alex Verdugo going to do so effectively that's going to make him the World Series
MVP? I think he's going to rake at the bottom of the lineup. Everything he just said about Tommy Edman, and Verdugo was traded by the Dodgers. Just a hunch. A guy we rode all year long, not good enough to be here, not good enough at the moment. Just a hunch looking at these lineups. You know what? Verdugo might eat in this series. You know why?
You haven't seen enough of it in the regular season to suspect that that's going to happen.
But he's had some clutch hits the first round.
He has. And there was a moment, it was about 3 weeks, where he was hot.
I also just watched what Saquon Barkley did coming back and facing the Giants. Verdugo dumped by the Dodgers off to Boston for Mookie Betts. I mean, come on. This is a time to get revenge.
I will give you this before Tommy rips you a new one.
Yeah.
Verdugo played like a dog in Boston. Like, he looked like a man possessed when they were playing the Boston Red Sox. So maybe he does have that in him. I still think that's a real, real long shot, because to be the World Series MVP, that means he'd have to out-hit Juan Soto.
Yes.
And out-hit Aaron Judge. And I'll make this declaration. I know it's baseball. Anything can happen. I almost find that to be humanly impossible.
He could drive in the most runs in the series at the bottom of the order.
He could. He won't.
You know what this is?
What I mean?
You're compromised.
How am I compromised?
You've already placed the life-changing money bet on Luke Weaver to win MVP, and you don't want to hear any other long shot.
No. For anyone who doesn't know, I have made a bet. You should know where my interest lies. I made a life-changing bet on Luke Weaver. $100 to win $22,000? Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, $100.
Some of us have lived different lives.
$22,000 wouldn't change your life, Luke?
I meant tikis.
Oh. Would $22,000 change your life, Luke?
Not really?
Does it make you guys feel good that it would change my life?
Yes, it does, actually. Well, not really. We're trying to make the same money, but yeah.
But it would change my life, I'll tell you that. We may not make the same money, but $22,000, I ain't going to, like, scoff at.
That's a whole year of Nets tickets.
A lot more than that. You wanted to rip Sean?
So I appreciate him digging deep, finding a long shot MVP, but what we're learning today is that Sean can't win gracefully, whether it's mocking a Met if they go to the Knick game. He's wearing a dog shirt. He wants Verdugo to win the MVP so he could come on the radio and go, I guess the Yankees are the only dogs in town.
Well,
Verdugo
did come out of, at the beginning of the season and start preaching that. So
yeah, but we all know the Knicks are the only team in town with
dogs. You're just convinced he stole it. You just know that he was listening to WFAN in the beginning of, I don't know, April.
Yeah.
When you were screaming dogs and dudes and doing damage. And he stole it from you.
Yeah, he goes by Doogie. I go by Loogie.
But
he's clearly ripping me off.
He may have stolen it. He won. He's in the World Series. The Knicks got knocked out in the semis.
Well, the Knicks are the uncrowned champion. But it's the Yankees' day. I'm just saying that Sean is trying to rub it in my face.
You can say whatever shtick you want. The Yankees won. They're in the World Series.
Alex Verdugo has gone further in this town than Jalen Brunson ever has.
No, he has. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't mean he's better. I mean, Josh Hart still has a higher approval rating in this town than Alex Verdugo if we're breaking down dogs. But in terms of team success, the Yankees blew by the Knicks. So you could have your little fake banners all you want. The Yankees are in the World Series. It's a major accomplishment. You don't get parades for getting to the second round of the NBA playoffs. When you get past that, then you get to the big boy table. Right now, there's the big boy table. It's the Yankees. They're in the World Series. The Knicks, maybe they'll get there. I think they've got a shot. I don't rule them out.
Yeah, you get the leftover stuffing.
By the way, great night from Julius Randle last night. He looked great. I was very happy for him.
Did a lot of damage.
Certainly did. Now, let me get to my conspiracy theory. And I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. I think I've got information that, when you do your research, you're going to be like, holy crap. Holy crap, I know what's going on here. So, Umpire Auditor is a Twitter account on social media.
Okay.
And they just gave out, which MLB has already given out, the home plate umpires for each of the games. Okay, great. Good to know. We should know who the home plate umpires are. And attach their rankings according to Umpire Auditor. And that's the thing that jumped out at most people, that Carlos Torres, who is the home plate umpire for Game 1, was ranked 32 of 90 this year. Not a great ranking.
Yeah, but not horrible.
Not horrible, but not great.
Yeah.
Andy Fletcher is umpiring Game 2. He finished 73rd of 90.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Mark Carlson, Game 3, 49 of 90.
How were they picked, by the way?
Who picked?
The umpires.
Well, based on these rankings, they're certainly not picked on quality.
At random? Out of a hat?
It seems like they're picked based on, like, service, and you deserve it now.
Huh.
But it's not based on performance.
Because in the NFL, isn't it picked based on your, like, how you score throughout the year?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and the bad umpires, or the bad referees, and football, they don't make it to the postseason.
Yeah, MLB doesn't do that. Doug Eddings, 60th of 90. He's umpiring Game 4. Mark Ripperger actually has the best ranking of anybody, 18th of 90, which is still not even the top 10, but hey, he's 18th.
That's Game 5?
That's Game 5.
Oh, could be a closeout game.
Game 6 is Chad Fairchild. He's 37 of 90.
Also could be a closeout game.
And Todd Tischner, the all-important Game 7, is 24 of 90.
That will be a closeout game.
And I think what alarmed people by this list and the rankings were exactly what you said. Why are guys who either have average ranks or just not great ranks, why are they umpiring in the World Series? Shouldn't this be an meritocracy?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be based on performance? I agree with everybody, but that's not the conspiracy theory. I want to thank the New York Yankees, because for anyone who is a Yankee fan and watched games this year, you would know that the Yes Network had a really cool feature. Really cool feature, and I commend them for it. Before every game, they would tell you who the home plate umpire was, but that's not all. They would tell you if they were hitter friendly, if they were pitcher friendly, or if they were neutral. You remember that one, Sean?
Yes, and they would even show the box of kind of their strike zones at times, yes.
That inspired me. Mm-hmm. So when I saw these seven umpires, I said, what are they? I see their rankings. Everyone had the same reaction. Not good rankings. Doesn't make sense. But I said, what are they? And thank you, Yes Network, for putting that in my head. And so I did my research, and I do not like what I found.
Haven't you been sick? When did you rest?
I know.
I did this morning, and you're welcome.